During the spring of 1904, a young Welshman and coal miner named Evan Roberts was repeatedly awakened at 1 a.m. in the morning, and there he met with the Lord in prayer, usually till around 5 a.m. He was only 26 and was a man of fervent prayer, whose personal Pentecost began when God led him to agonize in prayer over the state of the church and his own soul. As the burden intensified, he cried out, "Bend me, bend me, bend the church and save the world." He would weep and sweat until he almost felt he was bleeding. Yet when the Holy Spirit filled his heart, he radiated a relaxed joy. Evan Roberts had diligently sought the Lord and would encounter the Lord, and then he would seek the Lord and encounter the Lord again. Roberts wasn't content with living off the memories of those encounters, nor was he interested in being a local preacher. His burden was for the presence of the Lord, and for many friends and neighbors who had remained unconfronted with that presence. And so with a hopeful persistence, he sought, repeatedly encountering the Lord and praying for a move of the Spirit in his heart. And then things began to break in Evan's heart. He then asked and received permission from his pastor to speak to a small group of 17 people at Moriah Chapel in Luhr. The next night, Evan spoke at a nearby missions chapel, and the ice over people's hearts had begun to melt. The pastor asked for testimonies, and a young girl named Flory Evans, who had only been a believer for a few days, rose with a trembling voice and simply said, "I love Jesus with all my heart." That night, a decision was made to continue the gatherings, and by week's end, some 60 young people had surrendered their hearts to the Lord. Then the spiritual climate over Luhr was altered when people began to worship the Lord. Within 12 days of his first speaking engagement, over 800 people were crammed into the small chapel, and homes had to be opened for prayer meetings. The presence of the Lord was made known and began to be felt in nearby towns like Abadare. The word began to be proclaimed everywhere, and in every church, in every home. The prayers of God's people permeated the air as an explosion of God's presence rocked Wales. By Christmas of 1904, the small Celtic country of Wales was in the middle of one of the greatest moves of God in the 20th century. Roberts was a major proponent of singing and worshiping in the presence of God. And as congregations all over Wales did just that, souls repented at the hearing of the gospel and were saved. Jails and mining communities throughout the country were emptied, leaving the police without much to do. Reports of dramatic Damascus Road salvation experiences filled the land. Many traveling by carriage who set foot in these Welsh towns immediately came under the influence of the Holy Spirit and received the Lord right there in the streets. Major newspapers sent reporters to debunk the insanity of the masses, which resulted in those reporters' spiritual rebirths. When it was all over, over 152,000 people had received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. It all happened because one man was moved to fall to his knees to seek the Lord again and again until the heavens broke loose with the presence of the Lord.